This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. Farmers and grain traders knew it was going to happen, but it still sent shockwaves with that tariff announcement on Friday. I'll talk about it after this. We have quite a bit of time yet before fall, but a couple came up to me last week when I was in Alabama, and they said, hey, we're planning to get to the Farm Progress Show this year. What are the dates? Well, I said, it's always the Tuesday through Thursday just ahead of Labor Day. And yes, the plans are in place for that show to take place August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Boone, Iowa is where the show is this year. Don't let it sneak up on you. Get the days on your calendar, August 28th, 29th, and 30th. This will be the 65th year for the nation's largest outdoor farm event. And the crops have been coming along quite well. From what I hear from Matt Youngman, show manager, it's hosted by Wallace's Farmer this year. And the dates are 28th, 29th, and 30th of August. Keep track of what's going on at the show site at farmprogressshow.com. You can order your tickets there, too. When the time comes, farmprogressshow.com. Many business groups and many lawmakers have been urging our government and the Chinese to negotiate. But the president, as had been expected for much of last week, said he was pushing ahead with hefty tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports. The president laid out a list of more than 800 strategically important imports from China that would be subject to a 25% tariff starting 19 days from now. And the Commerce Ministry for China said it would respond with tariffs of the same scale and strength. The official Chinese news agency said that country would impose 25% tariffs on 659 U.S. products, ranging from autos to seafood to, yes indeed, soybeans. Soybean futures plunged to the lowest level in a year on the concerns that an escalating trade fight with China will threaten shipments to the biggest buyer we have overseas of our oil seeds. Beijing and Washington had held three rounds of high-level talks since early May, but they failed to reach a compromise. And the president was unmoved by that Chinese offer to buy additional $70 billion worth of farm and energy products and other goods. People close to the matter said it didn't seem to move the president very much at all. What is interesting, though, and we've seen this many times through the years when trade agreements are negotiated or trade matters come up, it can create some strange bedfellows. Charles Schumer, U.S. Senate Democratic leader, senator from New York, did throw his support behind the president. He called those tariffs, in his words now, right on target. Schumer said China is our real trade enemy, and their theft of intellectual property and their refusal to let our companies compete fairly threatens millions of future American jobs, the senator said. I'll be back after this.